In our prayer of the church this week, we ask God to protect us from everything that entices us from His loving care. This includes the lure of false doctrine, the lure of the world, and the problems which make us doubt His love. O God, the protector of all who trust in You, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply Your mercy on us that, with You as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Yet, even with such prayers, we daily sin, we daily stray from God. Unfortunately, some people don't realize they have strayed, so God seeks to restore them to Himself. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner. Isn't it comforting to know that our Lord seeks those who are lost? They are precious in His sight, the delight of His heart. When they have strayed, when they are not in His possession, He looks until they are found. In order to find and save the lost, God the Father sent Jesus Christ to take on our human flesh, to live among us, to suffer for us, to take upon Himself our sin. In turn, we are given the righteousness of God, not as something we earned, but as a gift. May our Lord grant that we recognize that we are lost and that we are found only in Christ. Amen.